You may be seated. This time we invite any children to come forward for the children's message if they'd like to. Good morning, everyone. Everyone's looking kind of tired this morning. That's all right, that happens sometimes. What are some things that cause us to cry? What are some things that you cry about? Okay, when somebody dies, that's sad. Anything else? Anybody ever run really fast and trip and hurt themselves? Yeah, sometimes that, or when you're playing lacrosse, maybe you get hit with the stick pretty hard or something. That might cause you to cry. Oh, when you fall off your bike, I've done that. What about you? Okay, yep. Anything else that maybe cause you to cry? Tears of joy, right? Yeah, tears of joy as well. That's good, Max. Also, just thinking maybe some people pick on you at school. That might cause you to cry. Somebody's sick or in the hospital. Maybe you feel lonely. Maybe you feel terrified. It might cause you to cry. But yeah, what Alexa says when somebody passes away and goes to heaven, that's sad, right? Because death is not natural for us. And usually we cry because we care about something, someone, right? Well, in our lessons for today, you kind of see that theme of crying. The Apostle Paul is weeping over the people that they are living in their sin. Jesus weeps over Jerusalem. You know what? Every time we sin, Jesus cries because he cares about you. He doesn't want you to be led astray by the devil. He doesn't want you to get tricked by that snake. He doesn't want you to do anything to separate you from him. So he cries whenever we sin. We sin a lot, right? And then he went to the cross for all of those sins because we sin a lot. And he died for every single one. So that one day we'll be in a heaven where there is no tears. Maybe just tears of joy like Max talked about. No tears of sadness. No tears of being made fun of. No being scared, no being alone, or anybody dying. There is no sickness, there is no death, there is no pain. That's heaven, that's yours. Because Jesus went to the cross for all the times that we let the devil trick us. He went to the cross for all the times that we fought with our brothers and sisters or our friends at school. He went to the cross for all the times that maybe we picked on somebody in school. And he died for every single one so that you and I and everyone else out here could spend the rest of eternity together with him in heaven. So we thank Jesus for that. And that all happens because he embraced the cross. He wasn't going to let anybody stop him from going to the cross for you. Let's pray about that. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for going straight to the cross to pay for all of our sins. Amen. Thanks for coming up.